Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Trusting God, Bible Bits from Philippians. In this session, we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, Trusting God. We usually worry about things beyond our control. Does God want us burdened with a load of anxiety? Well, of course not. Then just stop worrying. Well, that's easier said than done, you say. We cannot see how things out of our control can be resolved, so we worry. However, at the very moment that control is lost, God wants us to respond in faith, trusting Him to resolve the situation to His glory. The key is knowing how to respond in faith. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, our text, provides three insights for truly trusting God and not worrying. Actually, we're going to look at a little bit larger. We're going to look at verses 4 through 7. First, truly trusting God requires the character of patience. Verses 4 and 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always? Why always? Others will see your faith in action, and you may be able to explain your hope. Problems help us grow in spiritual life. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And then second, truly trusting God requires releasing the problem. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Nothing, everything. Make requests known. Prayer, that's communion with God. Supplication, that's specific prayer items. Thanksgiving, that's gratefulness. Thanksgiving? For this out of control situation? The ability to give thanks during difficulties comes from a confidence that God only has our good in mind. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Psalm 138, verse 1, and then down to verses 7 and 8. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. And then verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. And then third, truly trusting God requires believing His promises. Verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace will come. It's not a maybe. The peace is a promise and the source is God. The limits of peace are beyond understanding, and the effect is a guarded heart and mind. This is where faith is in action, standing on the promises, trusting God to resolve the situation to His glory. Stop worrying and start trusting. Respond with patience You could even rejoice about the coming spiritual growth. Release the problem. You can't control it, but God can. Believe the promise. Peace will come. You think about that and you have a great day.